Welcome to the Sales is Simple podcast, sponsored by the Sandra G. Williams Agency of Farmers Insurance, providing coverage options for your life, business, home, auto, toys, and more. This podcast focuses on sales professionalism by utilizing a non-salesy approach. Each episode will provide you with actionable steps that you can immediately use to increase your sales performance. And now, here's your host, Tamon Jamison.
Good morning, sales pros, and welcome back after a short break to the Sales is Simple podcast. Had to take a couple weeks to finalize the publishing of the book, get everything ironed out, edited, couple rough drafts done. So I've been working diligently with the publisher over the past couple weeks to make sure to get the book launched on time. Happy to announce that it is scheduled to be released on time this Friday, May 10th. So if you have not had a chance to pre-order, go ahead and click the link in the show notes, which is salesisimplebook.com. Enter the discount code SALES, S-A-L-E-S, for a discounted rate on the book, as well as you'll get a signed copy of the book shipped to you. So thank you all of those who have reached out to me over the past couple weeks just to make sure everything was okay. Again, just been extremely busy working on getting the book out on time. Also want to thank everybody who has been continuing to support the Sales is Simple podcast over the past 12 plus months. It's been an awesome ride so far, and I look forward to continuing this journey with you. Those of you who are listening to the Sales is Simple podcast for the first time, I want to sincerely welcome you. Don't know how you found us, whether it was an organic search, whether you were referred by somebody else, or you just happened to stumble across the podcast. However you got to us, I want to welcome you to this week's episode. So we are on episode number 87, and I want to talk today about maximizing every opportunity. We all know that in sales, we don't always get a second chance. All right, we talk about it all the way from our first impressions. There is a phrase that goes out, you don't have a second chance to make a first impression, and we understand that all too well in sales, which is also the foundation of my set yourself apart phase, where you go in and you just show people right from the beginning that you're not going to be like anybody else that they've ever met. And you're definitely not going to be like any other sales professional that they've ever thought about coming in contact with. So we have to start maximizing every opportunity beginning right from the set yourself apart stage. You want to be different. You want to have a different walk. You want to have a different swag about yourself. You want to have a different introduction. Something about you that you're going to be completely different. And to maximize every opportunity, you have to start off on the right foot. You have to truly set yourself apart so the customer knows right from the beginning that they are going to give you an opportunity to make the sale. They're going to allow you to pull them through the process. They're going to allow you to ask them the right questions. They're going to allow you to use your professional experience to recommend a product or a service that's going to be a benefit to both you and to them. But it all starts with maximizing every single chance that you get. Now, depending on how you interact with customers or how you originally interact with customers, whether that be face-to-face, whether that be on a telephone, whether that be through some internet-based opportunity, maybe they go to your website and they send in a lead, maybe they email you, maybe they contact you through one of your social media sites. But however they deal with you and they start that interaction with you, you have to be prepared to maximize that opportunity. One thing that you want to make sure that you do to maximize the opportunity is if you're not in a face-to-face situation, you have to be available, okay? If people and potential clients initially get in touch with you by telephone, then you have to be available by telephone, okay? If they originally reach out to you via email or DM on your social media sites, then you have to respond back to them, all right? You have to be available in order to maximize that opportunity, because that opportunity is just that. It's an opportunity. There's no guarantee. It doesn't mean that you are going to have an opportunity to move forward. It just gives you a chance to show the customer that you want to earn their business. We have to realize that customers have way too many options. All right. This is not the era of 30 years ago when the internet was not as privy to shoppers as it is now. All right. People can utilize any type of resources at their fingertips, literally. They can be standing next to you and shopping your competition while they're right there. So you have to maximize the opportunity and realize that they have too many options. You are not the only company that sells what you sell. You are not the only individual that sells what you sell. Customers know that. And sometimes they can get bombarded by messages from your competitors who are selling the same exact thing that you do. Now, of course, and I hope you have some kind of unique value proposition that tells the customer why you're going to be different and how you're going to stand out to the competition, how you're going to provide them with a better service, how your value is going to be better than theirs, your pricing, your service, your options, whatever it is that makes your proposition different. The customer needs to be aware of that right from the beginning, okay? Because if they can't see why you're going to be different than anybody else, they're not going to give you that opportunity. And it's even harder if they don't see you face to face. If you're in an industry where you're doing most of your transactions or most of your conversations with your clients in a non-face-to-face situation, internet, phone, DM, then you are having to fight even harder to show them that you're going to be different than the competition. All right? Because the competition may have deeper pockets than you do. They may have access to more marketing materials. They may have better advertising campaigns. They may be in the customer's face a lot more than you are. All right? So you have to go out there and show them that even though there are a lot of options out there, I am the best option for you. Second thing that you want to do is to understand that competition is very fierce. Not only do customers have a lot of competition and they have a lot of options to look at within that competitive space that you operate in, but competitors are cutthroat, okay? Everybody's trying to get the customer to do business with them. And for some companies, that's all about price. For some companies, it's all about service. For some companies, it's all about their offering. And for other companies, it's a combination of all three. But you need to know where your company fits. You need to know where you personally fit. And you need to be able to understand and realize that your competition may be operating in a space that you don't operate in. All right. You have to accept that. You have to acknowledge that. And sometimes you just need to explain that to the customer. Okay. If it's a price comparison and you can't get to the price that your competitor's at, then maybe you have to explain to them the level of service that you're going to provide, which is commensurate with the difference in the price between your competitor and you. Why you cost marginally more than your competition does. All right. Use reviews that are publicly published on Google, on Facebook, on other websites that are available that show the reviews of your competitors. Yeah, maybe the price is better, but maybe the customers who have purchased with that company over the years have had some challenges with customer service. Maybe they can't get back in touch with the company when they need something. Maybe the quality of the product is inferior to what it is you're selling. But utilize the resources to your benefit as well, because there's too much competition out there. Competitors don't care about you, and I'm sure you don't care about your competitors, right? The only time they come up is when a customer brings them up or you realize that you are in a battle with one of the competition, someone who sells the same thing that you sell. And it doesn't have to be in your state, doesn't have to be in your county, in your region, or even your side of the country or the world. Because the competition is so fierce and depends on what it is you sell, especially if you are in the online space, maybe you're selling some type of service or some kind of digital product. Maybe you're selling some kind of workshop or course online that they can go to and register for. There is literally competition all over the world, and you're competing with everybody else in your space who is selling the same thing that you're selling. They're putting their spin on it. You're putting your spin on it. You have your price point that you're trying to maintain. They have their price point. And customers can get confused. They don't know which one to buy. They don't know who to buy from. Sometimes they don't know when to buy. And they may get to a point where they decide, well, I'm not going to buy at all. So not only are you fighting the competition who is trying to gain the business of the same client that you are, but you're also battling with the customer who can get bombarded with so many messages that they decide to not do anything at all. Okay. So you really need to maximize the opportunity that's coming towards you, that's giving you a chance to earn the customer's business by making sure that you are following every single step of the Sales a Simple process, that you have ingrained it and that you can recite it in your own words, that you can utilize it, that you can be talented enough that when a customer says something that you may not be prepared for, that you can rely on the foundation of the Sales a Simple approach and respond, overcome, and pull them to a decision that they naturally want to make. They just need someone to show them that it's a good decision, that now is a good time to make that decision, and that you are that person that they should make that decision with. Okay. Now, I do want to tell you that sometimes it just boils down to price. All right. There is so much competition and customers have so many options that there are times when the only thing that they can see as a differentiating factor is the price, especially if they're in communications with you that is not in person. You don't have an opportunity to read their body language. You don't have the opportunity to genuinely connect with them, that you're not in the same space, that you can talk to them. They can talk to you. You can see how their body language is responding to what you're saying. If you're only communicating via text or email or online through chat or something like that, you really don't get a sense of how they're responding to what you are telling them. You don't have a sense if they're even receiving the messages that you're sending to them. Okay. So sometimes it just boils down to price. And I want you guys to be aware of that, understand it, and accept the fact that if you just lose out to a competitor on price, that doesn't necessarily mean that you haven't maximized your opportunity. All right. That may just mean that the customer is only set on price. And when they do that, they may have to pay the price later. Okay. And it's your job and your business to make sure that you give them everything that you've got every single time. You give them 100% of you. You give them 100% of the company. You give them 100% of your presentation. And you continue to give them everything you have with every opportunity that they give you. Every email that you send them, or that they send you, make sure you respond back by giving them 100% of what you have. Every text message that they send you, you respond back by giving them 100% of what you have. Every phone call that they make to you, you answer it or call them back when they leave a message with 100% of everything that you have. And if you have the opportunity to be in front of them face to face, then you truly get to shine as the sales professional because you get to exude 100% of yourself and truly show them that not only are you a unique individual, but you are a unique sales professional that they have never met before and that they will never meet again. You have to have the mindset that you may not get a second chance. Okay, the customer may not call you back. The customer may not respond to your text. The customer may opt out of your email communications. They may not come back and see you again. You go visit their office and they may never be there again. You may not be able to get through the gatekeeper. The receptionist or the administrative assistant now is telling you that they no longer want to meet with you or they're always out of the office. Any myriad of situations that now you don't have an opportunity to try to earn their business again. So to eliminate that as much as possible, now it's not going to be 100% elimination, but to eliminate it as much as possible, you need to make sure that you maximize every opportunity that you have. Be prepared, be on your game. If you are not prepared when you own the business, shut the business down for a couple hours, okay? Go to lunch, turn the phones off, turn your phone off, don't respond to text messages, send an automated email, hey, I'm out of the office, I'm with a client, whatever the case is, but it's much better to let the customer know that you'll get back to them than to try to go through a situation that you're not prepared to handle, okay? Now, obviously in sales, there are gonna be a good amount of times when you have to really motivate yourself, when you have to, as you've heard me say in the past, act as if, okay? Act as if you're having the best day of your life. Act as if this next customer is going to be your biggest client ever, okay? But I'm talking about the times when you just are not on it. There are things going on in your life. Maybe you have some health issues. You have some personal issues going on, and you just can't push through those. It's much better to tell the client, hey, I'm going to get back to you. I've got something going on right now. I'm in the middle of something. I can't respond right now. Whatever you need to do to buy yourself some time so that when you get back in front of that opportunity, you can completely maximize it. Okay. So going back to the price issue, if you have gone through and you have truly set yourself apart, you have asked them all the right questions, you know for a fact you have landed them on the perfect offering, all right, and you've done everything in your power to explain your value proposition, sometimes you may just need to cut your price a little bit, okay? Because clients still have a hard time recognizing the value that you bring before they make the purchase, okay? I talk a lot about setting up your next sale, following up, becoming a friend to the client, making sure that you are always available to them and that you stay in communications with them so they understand that everything you said before they purchase is going to resonate as true after they purchase. And that's going to help you build a referral network that's going to keep you continually fed, going to keep your name out in the community as a positive professional that other people should do business with, okay? But if you have done all of those things and the customer still does not see the value proposition, sometimes it's better to cut your price a little bit, let the customer feel like that they've won, give them a little bit of a break, give them some kind of discount, give them some type of incentive to let them do business with you, because it's much better to get some money than it is no money, okay? Now, I'm not talking about jeopardizing the integrity of your pricing structure by maybe, you know, selling it for X to one individual and then advertising it for Y later on to the general public. I'm talking about when you are in a confidential negotiation with one potential client and you know that the only thing that's holding them up is some kind of price concession, then you may need to make that price concession because you may not get that opportunity again. They may go to one of your competitors. One of your competitors gives them that price concession that they were looking for. And now all of a sudden, all your time has been wasted. And at this point, it's been wasted because you did not get a sale that benefited from all the hard work that you put in with that client. So make sure that you are maximizing every single opportunity you have with every single client, every single chance that you get. Okay, guys, that's today's episode. I wanted to make sure that you are in the mindset of maximizing every opportunity that comes your way in whatever medium that is and whatever space that you operate in. Thank you for your continued support. Thank you for those of you who have been listening for some time now. I really appreciate the feedback that I've been getting. Appreciate all the comments, some of the questions, some of the ideas for future episodes. If you feel like that you want to give me some type of feedback as well as ask some questions or provide me with some topics that you want to hear about in future episodes, just reach out to me. There are several links in the show notes. You can email me, go through social media handles. You can go through my website, however you feel comfortable. Utilize those mediums to reach out to me. Make sure that you go ahead and order the book today if you have not. Pre-orders are still being taken. The book is scheduled to be shipped out this Friday, May 10th. It will be signed, and you will get a discount by putting in the code SALES, S-A-L-E-S. Look forward to talking to you guys again next week. And always remember that the best way for you to get what you want is by giving others what they want.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Sales is Simple podcast. If you have received some value from what you've heard today, please spread the word to others who may benefit as well. You can also leave a rating and review with your comments or suggestions for future episode topics. Have a productive sales week, and we'll talk to you soon.